إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, help each other in birr and taqwa, in piety and in being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His pleasure and being and fearing His displeasure. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا, and do not help each other. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا, do not give ta'awun to one another, do not help one another. عَلَى الْإِثْمِ, in sin وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and rebelliousness. I remind you and myself that the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are meant to be obeyed. They are not meant to be ignored. They are not meant to be disobeyed. And this is a clear, direct instruction and order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only relating to our actions, but in relating to that which we support. The groups that we belong to, the places that we go and frequent, the company we keep, the friends we have, the activities that we participate in, the clubs and associations that we belong to, all of these are, they come in the hukum in this ayah. That Allah said, help each other in goodness and do not help each other in badness. Now think about this ayah. Ta'awanu alal, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa alone, if Allah had just said, ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa, help each other in piety and taqwa. This alone was enough. Because obviously, by definition, if you are saying, if Allah is saying, helps each other in something, then do not help each other in the opposite is understood. It doesn't have to be stated. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave it for us as something to be understood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows us better than we know ourselves. And Allah knows that there are amongst us people who will try to find loopholes. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plugged that loophole. And He specifically said, ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa wa la ta'awanu, and do not help one another. Alal ismi wal udwan. Now I am saying this because many of us believe that it is okay to belong to a club and do only that which is halal out of the facilities and activities that are provided in the club. Alhamdulillah, you have this consciousness that you will not do the haram and you will not actively participate in the haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for that, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you and increase your taqwa to the point where you realize the actual significance of even belonging to such a place. Take the difference. Let me give you a difference. Many of us, we belong to clubs and we only use the gym, or we only use the swimming pool, and maybe we only use the library, and once in a while we go and have some dinner, lunch, whatever. Maybe if we just use the lounge to meet some friends or business associates, and we think it is okay to belong to the club because I am not using any of these facilities. Now think about this. What is a club? A club is an institution that is established for a certain purpose. And what is that purpose? That purpose, by and large, unless otherwise defined, is affiliation, is friendships, is entertainment. Now what comes under entertainment? Unless otherwise defined, a club usually has a bar in which alcohol is, obviously in a bar alcohol is served, what else is served. It has a gambling place which is called a card room where you gamble for money. It will have annual functions and celebrations for Christmas and New Year and so on, in which there is dancing, there is free mixing of genders, there is music and everything else. And of course, it will have a gym, it has a swimming pool, it has a library, it has a dining hall, and so on and so forth. So it has this and that, both together, mixed. Now, what is the hukum with regard to mixing halal and haram. The hukum with regard to mixing halal and haram is that if you mix haram with halal, it makes everything haram. So now, how is this club established? The club is established by two means. The income of the club and the establishment of the club is by two means. One is the entrance fee. Usually, depending on the club, depending on the place, the entrance fee is a hefty amount of money. But irrespective of how much it is. But the entrance fee is a one-time payment that a person makes to become a member of this club. And then there is an annual subscription, a monthly subscription, annual subscription, which you pay as long as you remain a member of the club. Usually that is a lifetime. Now, this is the income of the club. Now, this income of the club is used to set up the club and to provide the facilities that I mentioned, which is the swimming pool, the gym, the library, the dining hall, the bar, the card room, and the whatever else is in the club. So, all of these facilities are provided from the income of the club, which comprises of the entrance fees that members pay and their subscriptions. Clubs have no other means of income, they usually don't, and therefore this amount of money that you pay is used for this. Members do not have the discretion, they don't have the authority to state and say that I'm a Muslim, therefore my entrance fee and my subscription must not pay for the establishment of the bar, it must not pay for the establishment of the card room, it must not pay for the people who clean the bar and the card room, must not pay for the bartender's salary, must not pay for the card room guy's salary, and so on and so forth. You have no control over that. Your entrance fee and your subscription will go to provide all the facilities of the club, irrespective of whether you use them or not. Now, if you do go and use the bar, then you pay separately for the drink that you have. So you are paying for your drink, but the entire club membership is paying for the establishment of the bar. The people who drink and the people who don't drink are both paying for the establishment of the bar, for the stocking of the liquor, for buying it, for transporting it, for bringing it, for serving it. The salaries of all those people who do that is coming out of your subscription. Make no mistake, don't fool yourself. When you meet Malakul Maut, you will understand. So this is what is happening. Now, think about that. Take this back to the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is Allah saying? Allah said, La ta'awanu ala al-ismi wal udwan. Do not help one another in sin and in rebelliousness. Drinking alcohol, is it a sin or is it not a sin? Deliberately doing that, paying money to have it established, making the facility for others to come and have a drink, is this rebellion? Is it not rebellion? Right? So make up your mind. Now, you might say, usually I get this argument. Somebody says, I am a member of the gym in such and such a hotel, and the hotel also has a bar. The hotel also might have a card room or whatever. The difference is, you are not a member of the hotel. You are simply paying a fee for using the facility of that hotel. Whether it's the swimming pool, whether it's the dining room, whether it's the gym, you are just paying a fee to use that. That's it, period. Whether the hotel sinks or swims is not your problem. You're not paying an annual subscription to the hotel. The hotel is not using your money to do whatever it's doing. Big difference. In this case, you are not liable. It is not your responsibility for establishing whatever haram facility the hotel has. You're just paying for the gym. That's it, period. Not so in the club. In the club, you are morally and legally responsible and liable for the establishment of the club and for all the facilities that the club provides indiscriminately, whether or not you agree with those facilities, whether or not you like them, whether or not you use them. You are morally and legally responsible for their establishment. You're not responsible for people using those facilities. If the bar tomorrow closes down because nobody goes to the bar, that's fine. But until the bar is there, you are paying for that bar, make no mistake. Think about this. What a tragedy it is. I was in a Muslim country recently where somebody told me about this fancy club they have, where they were knocking it down and rebuilding it, and they said that the amount they need is 100 crores. Is 100 crores rupees. Now, Point is, Muslim country, 99% of the membership of the club is Muslim, and they say their major source of income is the bar earnings. So what does it tell us? My brothers and sisters, please don't fool yourself. Clubs are established for these haram purposes. Do not be a member of the club, because otherwise your name will get listed in that list which goes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, along with all those people who are doing the haram, along with all these swindlers and so on who are members of your club, and you have no shame in having your name with the name of that swindler in the same club. New Year's Eve party happens, the club takes an additional subscription from you for the New Year's Eve party, and you pay it quietly, even though you may not even go to the party because you know it is haram. You know the entire setup is haram. You don't go there because you have some shame left, but you still pay for that party. Don't fool yourself. I advise you and remind myself and you, Alhamdulillah, I was a member of some of the most exclusive clubs. I gave all of them up. Not because I'm a fool, not because I don't like exclusive memberships, but because I understood this thing and I said, whatever good I may do is between me and my Rabb, but at least I don't want my name to be listed among those people who are known as people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blatantly and obviously and pay for it. Belonging to a club which is set up for gambling, our Malakpet race course, for example, belonging to a club which is set up for activities which are haram in Islam, to belong to that club is not permissible. To belong to that club is going directly against this ayat of the Quran. Save yourself from the fire, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger, and get out now. Don't worry about what anybody else will tell you. If anybody else tells you that you are a fool, tell him, please come and lie down with me in my khabar when I'm dead, then I will talk to you. If you are not going to do that, then you shut up. You want to stay in the club, stay in the club. You want to get out, get out. If you are a Muslim, you know what you should do. Leave me alone. You are not anybody's slave. Get out of these clubs before Malakul Maut comes and says Salaam Alaikum to you. And you know and I know that day will happen. I remind myself and you, let us not play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a system with Muslims that He does not have with others. With Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجُونَ. Allah said, we will give them a small punishment before they get the big punishment so that they turn towards us. But believe me, a small punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave you helpless, will leave you on the floor. Getting a thump from Muhammad Ali on your jaw will floor you and knock you out, even though he might consider it to be a small thump. Now think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, and He says, we give them a small punishment so that they will turn toward us. Don't wait for that punishment. Don't tempt your fate. Don't wait for that small punishment to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use the warnings that come to you. Use the reminders that come to you to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do it now. Just write a resignation letter. That is all it needs, one piece of paper. Write a resignation letter and say, I want to resign my membership right now. Take it. Khalas, finished. If they do not return your deposit, to hell with it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, inshallah, if you do that, if that happens, Allah will consider that as sadaqah on your behalf and will reward you for that deposit. If they return you the deposit, alhamdulillah. If they don't return it, even more, alhamdulillah. But get out of those clubs right now. I have spoken, I have warned, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينِ. It is not on me to do more than this. I have done my job, Allah is my witness, and you will be my witness on the Day of Judgment. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمُ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ وَرَحْمَتِكَ